You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What's going on in your world?
Oh, I was on the phone for about, 35, 45 minutes last night with somebody who I cannot name. But they have recently had a roommate move in with them. And they were texting with somebody else about the roommate and had a very lengthy paragraph about issues they're not real happy with and, you know, blah, blah, blah.
They're bitching about the roommate. Just say it.
And then they sent it to the roommate.
Okay. Well. Yeah.
And so, you know, this person is slightly older. And so they were calling me for some tech advice as far as, you know, can they delete the message that was sent to the roommate? And what they did is they actually deleted the message on their phone, thinking that if they deleted it on their phone, that it canceled where it went. And I was like, no, unfortunately, it's gone. It's out in the universe. That person has it already. If you had waited, I think the iPhones, it's like 2 minutes. You get 2 minutes to click on your message, and then you can unsend it. Well, that time had passed and they had deleted it. So they were getting ready to get into the car to go to the Verizon store to see if the Verizon people could help them. And I was like, no, you're in it. You're in it deep. So then the conversation kind of ensued as to, you know, how do you approach the roommate about this?
Well, wait a minute. Was this a text or an email?
Text.
Oh, it was a text.
Yeah, text, yeah. Man.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's gone. It's there. It's on their phone. And it was like, you know, is the roommate sleeping? Do they keep their phone locked? Can you sneak into the room and delete the message? Do you just approach him about it? Do you act like it never happened?
That's funny. You got to go all Mission Impossible because you made a bonehead move, I guess.
I know, right?
You know, they're not the first person to accidentally send a message, whether it's a text or an email, to the wrong person. I mean, you've done it yourself. So
I have. Well, and it's not the first time this person has done it. They proceeded to say, oh, yeah, there was like a time about 6 months ago where I was complaining about somebody at work, big, long paragraph, and sent it to that person at work.
Or like a reply all to everybody in the company. That's a good one,
too. I know.
Too.
It's like you didn't learn your lesson. Like, you got to pause for a second. Make sure you're sending it to the right person. Take a breath and then hit, you know, fire it off.
It's so funny. It's almost like I've trained my brain that I never hit send anymore without looking up and confirming.
Sure. Double check.
Yeah. It's just become almost muscle memory now. And it's not like I'm sending a bunch of stuff that, I mean, if I sent, you know, Gretchen, you know, a funny photo that I was sending to you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So what? I mean, so I don't really care. But still, it's just become muscle memories. Like, compose, look up at the top,
then you fire it off. But, man, just talking trash about a roommate and sending it directly to him. She was, like, freaking, man.
All right, well, then also, you know, you touched on it. You know, what do you do with a roommate then? What do you say? Well, I guess you just, what can you do? All
what
you can do
can
is go up
do?
To him and say, look,
apologize.
You know, I did something embarrassing, but, you know, since I've brought it up, why don't we talk about it
now? And that was my thing. It's like you listed off a bunch of stuff. I mean, just go and be like, okay, I'm really sorry this happened, but hey, listen, let's have a talk about what's going on. And then I was like, well, have a good night. See you later. Have fun.
Yeah, that's all you can do is just deal with it like an adult.
Deal
right?
with it.
Just say, you know,
I screwed up. I'm sorry.
Say, look, obviously this is embarrassing, but now that it's out in the open, we probably should sit down and talk about it.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
I'd be curious to know what the reply is or the response from the roomie. So you're going to have to give us a follow-up on
Monday. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I told this person, I was like, well, don't be surprised if they just start packing things up and move out on you, honestly.
But would that be so bad if you got a lot of problems with them anyway?
That's the thing, yeah. It wouldn't be that bad. Just get somebody else then.
Of course, then it's the devil you know kind of thing, right? Because the next roommate you get could be three times worse.
Yeah.
You just, God, that whole roommate thing, just trying to
juggle all that. I know that too. It's like, oof.
I've never in my life, and I know you haven't either, but I have never in my life had a non-romantic roommate.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't lived with just a roomie. I have lived with, you know, various women, but I've never lived with a woman or a guy that was just
like this stuff on this half of the fridge is mine.
Yeah.
And here's an extra key. Make sure everything's locked up and blah, blah, blah.
And I don't think I would do well with that.
You know me with stranger danger. It would not be good. In my snooping issues, I'd be like putting cameras everywhere, thinking that they're snooping through everything.
Yeah, you'd be creepy about it.
I wouldn't be good at it.
I don't have stranger danger fear, but it's just I'm like a Jerry Seinfeld. If anybody watched that show, I'm a kind of a neat freak and kind of persnickety about stuff. And hey, make sure these lights are shut off. Make sure this light. And they would probably, with you know, if it's a lover, you can kind of put up with it, you know.
Yeah.
But if it's just a roommate, I don't think I would do. I'd have to find someone who was just like me, and then we might kill each other.
Right, right. Well, it's not only having the roommate. It's like, who are they bringing over? It's like all their friends, and what are they doing? And I wouldn't like any of that. Yuck.
Good point. I don't know. I have never done it. And at this stage in my life, I've got to assume I'll go my entire life without having
to. I think you'll be fine.
We have people listening right now, though, who deal with this on a regular basis. And you know what? We feel for you.
Yeah. And just a reminder, look at who you're texting, all right?